Face phone. So cute. Face phone. Oh, my dad. Bede. Over the years, Dad's been on the radio telling many a tale, hasn't he, Rod?
Oh, he has. And many times.
He wanted to come down, but he's just very frail. That's hard. That was a hard decision to leave. And I asked for my father's blessing, of course, because it'll be very hard next week saying goodbye, just in case something happens. But I have his blessing, so that was beautiful. Thank you so much for doing that. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you. That was special.
Well, there's a song that Flan has also penned for you that we need to also play.
Just
and
revisit.
Spider played a part in this.
Oh,
just one more time for you.
One more time.
Please, yeah. This will make me happy.
And then we're coming back.
For Bridget's last time on radio.
Oh.
We got there.
Hang in there. It will start. Actually, don't hang in there. Quickly switch over.
What are you saying?
Oh, I love this. Oh.
Some get stuffed with black crumbs up their bum. I am
You're a bit pitchy, darling.
Wait up.
Wow.
Come on, everyone.
Edge over the Strait waters.
One more time.
Big finish.
I love that so much. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Flan.
Well written by Flan.
Well written. Well done. Well done.
Okay. It was sung by Adele over there.
Yeah.
So.
And you understand why no one watched my DVD before they interviewed me. Bridge, your last moment.
Yeah, it's my last moment.
We're
right?
On Triple M Breakfast. I think you'll be back on radio, no doubt, one day, but right here, right now.
I'm Flinders Island FM when I do a little radio station and play Johnny Cash to a couple of farmers over there.
Every island needs a bridge, Bridge.
Well, look, it's, you know, all I can say is it's been an absolute honour and an absolute privilege over the last 15 years. And when I got this job, I was just like, wow, I'm on the Gold Coast. This is amazing. This is where, you know, we went on holidays and where I've been and where I've lived, and I can't wait to be part of this community. And I just think that I've had so many beautiful messages today with a lot of people saying some really lovely things where I didn't know I've affected their life or I've helped them, because I've always said, even if you're in the produce section at Coles, or you're out on the streets, just spend the time talking to someone who knows you, because they want to listen. They're the ones who decide to listen to me. I don't force them. They want to. And, you know, and it's because of these incredible people that you learn so much about people in general, and you never know what anyone's ever going through. So, you know, I always loved spending so much time. In fact, to the point where, Spider, you would always say, man, you were at that function for another 2 hours. I left because you just were talking to everyone.
Yeah, I'm home.
Yeah, you're already home. But I do want to say on that note that as much as maybe I have helped so many people in the Gold FM and Triple M family, I have to say how much you guys have helped me. You've really helped me over the years when times have been tough and I get to come in and laugh and smile and put a smile on other people's faces. That makes me so happy. It fills me with so much joy, and I will miss that. I will really miss being a conduit for change. I will miss that someone can come to you with a problem and I'm in an industry I can help fix. I will really miss that. So I'm certainly not leaving because I don't like the guys, I don't like my job. It's just I need a break. It's been 21 years and it's high intensity and it's the most incredible, crazy, amazing ride. I'm so blessed. I never took a day for granted ever in my career. In fact, when I bought my first house here on the Gold Coast, I'm only renting, by the way, I'm not selling. Every day I'd pull up to the house and go, the stupid shit that comes out of my brain pays for this house. And that is the truth. I would come home and go, wow. Even at nights, you know, Flam, when we're writing notes on the news and you think, wow, what I'm writing here, people are going to listen to tomorrow. Yeah. I never get over that joy that is radio. But, yeah, I happily dropped anchor here 15 years ago. I found the love of my life with Jamie when I met him at Blues Fest. He saved my life after we nearly died on that horrendous boat accident. Mate, you're the best thing that ever happened to me, Jamie, and I can't wait for our adventure together. And if I didn't like you, I wouldn't move to a remote island, so you're lucky I love you. You're a good fella, mate, you really are. But to the Triple M family, thank you. Like I said, it's been an honour. It's been a privilege. Thank you for listening to my crazy journey. Thank you for all the hugs, all the love today and every other day. To the very special people from Stand Up Against Domestic Violence, thank you for supporting that. Thank you for the very close friendships I have now because of those bonds. Thank you for believing in me as a company when we come up with these crazy ideas. Also, for Give Me Five for Kids, raising money for the children's ward. Yep. Thank you so much. And another really proud moment for me was being a baton bearer for the Commonwealth Games for my work with Stand Up Against Domestic Violence. So there's so many proud moments. There are so many. But I just want to say, Al Dobie, you're a good friend. You're an amazing man. Oh, man, I spent all night writing cards to these guys. I'm absolutely exhausted from... You are an incredible man. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for backing me professionally and personally. You're a good man.
Easy to do.
Thank you. Rod McLeod, my mate, my buddy. We've been through a lot, eh? We certainly have. And
oh, come on, Rich, you've got to read the news for a couple of
minutes. I know, I'm going to make it late to the news, but you've been my rock. You've been incredible. We've been through a lot personally, professionally. We've been there for each other. And every morning a hug, little back massage. I'll miss you lots, buddy. Deflan, always wanted to work with you, buddy.
Yeah, me too.
Always wanted to. You were just so warm and friendly and beautiful, and we just did not miss a beat when you came into work. You supported me. You found me funny.
I always did.
We bounce off each other. You have been an absolute joy to work with, sweetheart. And it will continue, I know, in the future.
Absolutely.
That's for sure.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Good luck with this. Time for Rod's news.
I know coming I'm crapping next. On that.
Which will be at 9:30, so stick with us.
I haven't written this. Peter Spider Everett. Peter Spider Ray Everett. 11 years ago, I had the choice of either having a producer or you.
What a shit choice.
Shouldn't have made that decision drunk.
11 years.
We didn't have the money for both. I said, oh, mate, this guy, he does the AFL for us. Bring him, let's get Peter. And I remember, and I said it in the speech yesterday, I remember saying, look, you're not used to working with women. You work in the AFL.
Don't say exactly what you said yesterday.
So you either, you know, you don't know what to do with them apart from root them or marry them. So just treat me like your little sister and we'll be right. And
that was the polite version too, by the way.
That is exactly the relationship we have had. I think what's special with you is you're such a freak of nature. You are the hardest working man I know.
Yep.
You give your soul to this company. You're not one to say it, but you're one to show it. Whether you'd come over in the morning when I was single and the gate was broken and you'd have a head torch on and you'd fix it so my dogs wouldn't get out, even though you hated my dogs. Whether you'd come over and, you know, trim the hedges, or I couldn't do something, I couldn't paint something or lift something up, nothing. You never, ever, ever said I can't do it. You were always my on-air husband, my off-air buddy. You're my best friend of the whole world. We know each other better than anyone. I know you better than you. You know me better than me. It's been 11 years. It's just been such an incredible journey. And like you said earlier, no one can really, really know what we've gone through, how much we've given. And you are a shit-stirring bastard. I can hate and love you in a nanosecond in the turn of a dime. I want to throw something at your head and then I want to cuddle you so hard. And that's the joy about us. And I feel really privileged to be your friend, and I always have. I'm always like, Peter Spinetta is my friend. This weird AFL football is my best friend. We do share a lot, and matey, I will miss you like crazy. You were the hardest part of leaving this job. You. Thank you for being there for me. Thank you for always having my back. Thank you for being a laugh. And thank you for just being the freaky self that you are.
Thank you.
I made him cry. I made him cry.
Rightio, Rod,
you got him all right.
I know. I've been going on for about 10 minutes, but I just want to say again, thank you. It's been a joy. It's been an honour. It has been a privilege serving this community. I will miss you all so, so, so much. And Flan, you said the final words I should say is...
From us to you.
Bye-bye now. Thank you.